And now to that controversy centered around ESPN SportsCenter host Jemele Hill, who tweeted out that President Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists. Here's White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders responding yesterday.
I think that's one of the more outrageous comments that anyone could make, and certainly something that I think is a fireable offense by ESPN.
Well, former baseball star Curt Schilling said about the same thing on Sean Hannity's show. Schilling was fired by ESPN in 2016 for retweeting an offensive post about transgender people. ESPN has not fired Jemele Hill, though. They did call the tweet inappropriate and said it did not reflect the views of the network. Let's bring in Mike Pesca. Here now is a sports analyst, host of the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, does Schilling have a point? He was protesting transgender people using bathrooms of their choice. He says Disney, which owns ESPN, supports liberal racism and a double standard. Your thoughts?
Let's talk about the context of Curt Schilling. So he was hired as a former very excellent baseball pitcher to give insight into baseball, and he's actually good at that job. But he also was and had a history of popping off, not just on this one issue. When we say an offensive tweet, you know, you could look at it. It's a guy dressed in women's clothing and saying your daughters are going to be going to the bathroom next to this guy. Before that, he gave a radio interview where he said that Hillary Clinton should be buried under a jail. Before that, and this one got him pulled off of broadcasts, he shared a meme that said 5 to 10% of Muslims are terrorists, but in Nazi Germany, only 7% of Germans were Nazis. How'd that go? Those numbers are inaccurate, by the way, but it doesn't matter. What it means is that Curt Schilling had this history where he was being disciplined and told not to do this, and also his job was to be a baseball analyst, so he was veering from the job. To the extent that he was alt-right before that name became, you know, in widespread usage, and Jemele Hill is classically liberal, or actually that's a loaded phrase. Jemele Hill is liberal. Yeah, they fired a conservative and didn't fire a liberal. But there's another huge difference, and as Jemele Hill was hired to be an opinion columnist. That was her job at the Orlando Sentinel. She was hired to do opinions on ESPN.com. She got a talk show with Michael Smith called His and Hers, where they were engaged in opinions, and now she's been put in the 6 o'clock edition of SportsCenter, which is their flagship show, but it's clear that she's been told, bring your own personality to it. So it's very different situations.
Well, and she says that this does not reflect the opinion of ESPN, and I'm sorry if my regret is that my comments in the public way I made them painted ESPN in an unfair light. These were my opinions.
Yeah, and then you have the specter of the White House weighing in on it in a way that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I would note, didn't weigh in on actual personnel decisions she would know about, like the firing of, you know, her predecessor or Anthony Scaramucci or Steve Bannon. He didn't fire, he was quit. But the point is that this has been a huge conflation based on tweets which ESPN really didn't want Jemele Hill to make. In my opinion, since we're talking about analysts giving opinions, I don't think that they were phrased exactly correctly and they could
easily be She says, here's another one. She says, Donald Trump is a bigot. We only have a few seconds. Did she go too far?
I think that's, you know, the Overton window. Like, what's the frame of discourse that's acceptable? And I think for a liberal person hired to be liberal to say Donald Trump is a bigot is one thing. And for a conservative person to put his feelings, if we want to compare it to Schilling, to this is your child, this is who your child's going to be next to in a bathroom, is an entirely other thing.
Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And we want our listeners to weigh in at hereandnow.org. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.